Okay, good morning, Chabura. We are continuing on in our Shaar in Betzfila Chabura. We are in the still in the introduction a little bit to the in Hachana. If you remember last time, Rav Pinkus was talking about the idea that true kavana and true connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes through that tefila, but only when a person has that in mind. Meaning, if you recall, where Pinkus was discussing that when somebody walks into davening and they're still in, you know, basketball highlight mode of whatever game was last night, because that's the last thing they just had viewed on their phone, because it's hard to separate your mind from your tefillah, it's very challenging. And it creates a wall between you and the creator of the universe in terms of trying to have a conversation. If you remember last time, Rapinkus told us that davening is really just a conversation between you and the creator of the universe, the Ribono Shel'olam. So he's continuing on that theme. So we're on the last line of page Chaf Beis in Sha'arim B'Tfila, the last line of Chaf Beis. And here Rapinkus is going to further that idea with an incredible quote from the Rambam in Mor HaNevuchim. Right, the Rambam, as we know, wrote multiple Sfarim, lots of Sfarim. One of them is, as we know, the Mishnah Torah, the Yad Chazaka, that we use in Shir all the time, right? That's halachos of everything, kol tarkula. The Rambam also wrote Sefer Mor HaNevuchim, which is an incredible, incredible Sefer on philosophy, explanation of mitzvos, very, very worthwhile when you get a little older to spend time working on it and learning it. It's absolutely, absolutely incredible. So Rapinkus says the following, again, the last line on page Chaf Beis. Amnam, Pesher HaDavarim. In the case of a Rambam, in Mor HaNevuchim, Chelek Gimel, Perek Nun Alf, Zel Hashan, on top of page Chaf Gimel. Halo bi'arti ocha, I explain to you, says the Rambam. There's a quote. Shezeh ha-seichel asher shafa aleinu mehashem yis'ale. That when a person davens, they have the shefa. The shefa is like the outpouring of bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu onto them. Hu ha-davuk asher beninu ubeino. What does that really mean? It means that it creates a stronger connection between us and the Ribono Shel Olam, right? And if you can imagine the mashal, right, what true Dveikus is, what understanding connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, he says, if you imagine like glue, it's literally like glue, in that the more glue you put on something, the stronger glue you put on something, that adhesive is that much stronger and that much more secure. Therefore, it says the Rambam the following. You have the ability and the permission. If you want to strengthen that, if you want to take something which is just glued together with like Elmer's glue, but then put crazy glue on top of it, or you want to put that on top of that, a seal, you want to put on top of that screws and drill it in together, you could keep strengthening and strengthening that connection. That's up to you how strong you want your connection to the Ribono Shel Olam to be. If you want to weaken it, ma'at, you can do whatever you want. It's your life. It's your soul. You have the free will to do what you want in this world. How do you do that? You increase it with your continuous love for Hashem. And that should be your kavana, as we've explained, says the Rambam. But understand that with just a little bit, you can sever your connection with the Creator. Because you have to understand, he said that a true chacham understands that you're dealing here with worldly, godly knowledge. And therefore, it's as simple as this, he says. If a person removes his thoughts from the Ribono Shel Olam, from godliness, and he just engages in that which is around him, if he's in the middle of davening, and all of a sudden he stops whatever he's doing, and he thinks about the world around him. If you're in the middle of davening, and you're trying to think about the highlights, or you're trying to think about your fantasy football scores from last night. So you are that moment, kvar pasakta hadavuk hahu asher beincha ubein Hashem yizbarach. Strong language. Ve'eincha imo oz v'kach v'chein hu incha imach. You are not with him, and he is not with you. It's a conversation. right? Stop and just pretend, right? Imagine if you're having a conversation with me, with anyone, with your friends, and all of a sudden you took out your phone and checked your fantasy football scores. That's the same thing, right? Davening is that. It's a conversation between you and the creator of the universe. You, at that moment, with a simple action, you severed your connection. It doesn't mean that you're cut off from Rabbanu Shalom, God forbid. It's not kares, right? But at that moment, but in a real life, in a real moment, in real time, you just said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever is going on here, my team is more important than you at this moment. But that's no different than anything else, right? It's like, you know, there's a lot of conversations always about, like, with parenting. You know, like when you put your kids to sleep to not have your phone with you, right? Like, you know, hopefully your parents put away their phones when they get home. I try very, you know, even though I get, you know, many, many emails a day and a lot of things, you know, and I try very hard. When I get home, I put my phone with my keys, and I put it on silent, and I try not to look at it for a chunk of time so I can just be with my kids. Because imagine if I was in the middle of sitting reading a book to my kids at night, and all of a sudden I start getting, you know, it would be wonderful to read all of your emails that you send me, you know, other people. But imagine if I start reading my emails in the middle of reading books to my kids. How would my kids feel at that moment? That they're nothing, they're worthless. So in Ezra Pinkus, that's that moment. The one more paragraph. He says, back to Pinkus. He says, therefore, the thoughts a person has about Hashem, who akiru v'hadvekus v'haim tzos imo yusbarachu. Therefore, you need action. Meaning, we assume because we show up to davening, we put on our tefillin, it just happens automatically. It's not true. It's not just not true. He says, really proper preparation and connection requires work. If you want to speak to God and have a conversation with him, if you don't want him, don't. But understand that it's like that it is a meeting. It's a conversation. Understand that true kavana, when somebody asks you, what does the word kavana mean? It means being with God. Simple as that. It means being with God. Being with him. He says, it's almost like a joke, like we're going through the motions if like we don't really mean it. Again, it doesn't mean therefore you shouldn't daven, but meaning it just, he says, he's giving a stark, you know, things to think about is, what are we doing here? Like, what did we just do for the last 45 minutes? And he says, and if a person like didn't do that, so then it requires a lot of work and a lot of review. Okay, Chabra, we'll continue with Hashem next week. Have a great day.